بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Du'as for our beloved parents. These three du'as that we find in front of us, all three of these du'as appear in the Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ayat of the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that the first responsibility of every person is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call upon each one of us into the obedience of our parents. The direct person that was responsibility for our creation is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And indirectly, it was our parents that was responsible for our upbringing. That is why immediately after the ibadat of Allah, are we called into the obedience of our parents. Just as every one of us cannot do justice in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us. Ulama also explain that we cannot do justice to the rights and fulfilling the rights of even our parents, to the extent that sometimes ulama explain and say that when our mothers gave birth to us, even that one ah at the time of birth, no matter how much of khidmat we make, we cannot fulfill that one pain that she went through in giving birth to us. For this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to one sahabi, we all know the incident, Uwais Qarni. He is known as Uwais Qarni rahimahullah. But he lived in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from Yemen. The journey was not too far and distant. It would have been one journey from Yemen to Madinah Tayyiba. He was a Muslim. All he was required to do is see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman that would earn him the certificate of a Sahabi. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Umar radiallahu anhu, O Umar, so and so, when you meet him, he's from Yemen, this is who he is, his description, etc. When you meet him, you must ask him for du'as. His du'as are accepted. The second Khalifa of Islam is asked to request du'as from a person who is not a Sahabi. Why? He sacrificed the journey to Madinah Tayyiba. He didn't come. He was very busy in the khidmat of his mother who required his khidmat. So because of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that his du'as are readily accepted. He earned his mother's du'as. So therefore, each one of us, it is our responsibility that we reciprocate that favor that our parents have conferred upon every one of us. So du'as for our beloved parents. And the first du'a is so simple. Comes in the 15th juz of the Qur'an. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Rabbi, O my Rabb, O my Allah, irhamhuma. Huma means both of them. Allah have mercy on both of them, my parents. Huma. Kama rabbayani saghira. As they brought me up with mercy in infancy. Kama rabbayani. Rabba, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rabb. And rabbayani, in this world, they brought us up, so to our nurturing, so our Rabb Majazi, Rabbayani, Saghira, when we were small. Oh my Allah, when we were small, the amount of mercies our parents had shown upon us. the earned and the spent on us. Mother sacrificed her sleep for us. And she did everything for our well-being, O my Allah. Sometimes she would sacrifice what she's eating just to make sure that our stomachs are working and we don't have constipation. Now in their old age, O my Allah, you have mercy on them. Now there's so many du'as we could have asked Allah, O Allah, forgive them, or anything else. But the du'a is, Rabbi irhamhuma, have mercy upon them. Why? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies, they are 100 parts. Only due to the one portion, we would say one part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does everyone in this world be compassionate, loving, caring, affectionate, that the mother will wake up for the child and still kiss the child after the child misses the bed, after feeding the child and the child has to vomit and miss the bedding and the mother's clothes, mother will still kiss that baby. That 1%, that even that animal is ready to sacrifice its life to protect its young. Ya Allah, one part of that mercy, Ya Allah, you confer the rest of the 99 parts on my mother now and my father. So Rabbi irhamhuma, kama rabbayani saghira. So one simple dua this is, comes from the Quran Kareem. Then another dua is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. This appears in the 13th juz of the Quran. Rabbana ghfir li. O my Allah, O my Rabb, ighfir li, forgive me. Wali walidayya, and my parents. Walil mu'mineen, and all the believers, all the Muslims. Yawma yaqumul hisab, on the day of reckoning. Yawma yaqumul hisab is translated as the day of reckoning, meaning when accountability will be established and take place. Ya Allah, on that day, have mercy. Ya Allah, forgive me and forgive my parents and the believers. Yawma yaqumu al-hisab. Lot of lesson in this dua. The first is, Rabbana ghfir li. Ya Allah, forgive me. Because I am interceding on behalf of my parents. Ya Allah, forgive me first, so my intercession can be accepted. So we require our own maghfirat before we intercede on behalf of any person, number one. Number two, immediately after making dua for ourselves, the most haqdar, the most mustahiq, the most deserving person of our dua's khidmat is our parents. Ustad, sheikh, everyone else comes after the parents. Parents come first. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya. Ya Allah, forgive me and my parents. So their haq is first, before everyone else. Alhamdulillah, we go to madrasa, we'll straighten our ustad's shoes. But did we straighten our parents' shoes? So Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya. Yes, we have to have respect for our asatiza. We will make the khidmat, we will do for them, and we will make dua for them. But most important, or more important than that, is our parents. And then walil mu'mineen, the worry and the concern of every believer is ummat panah, that we all have worry and concern for the entire ummat. Everyone, we have worry and concern. Walil mu'mineen yawma yaqumul hisab. And the next dua is also a dua that appears in the Quran Sharif. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi 'ibadika as-salihin. Rabbi, O my Rabb, O my Allah, awzi'ni, you inspire me, you give me the ability. Ya Allah, you enable me. An ashkura, that I make shukr, that I be grateful of ni'mataka allati, your bounty which an'amta alayya, you have conferred and bestowed me. Ya Allah, those bounties you bestowed me with, grant me the ability to make shukr for that. Ya Allah, shukr for my iman, for being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for my health, for my children, for my parents, for all the bounties you bless me. Ya Allah, grant me the tawfiq and the ability to make shukr for it. Now this is such an amazing dua, that here we are taught to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to make shukr. Because sometimes we are unable to enumerate the bounties of Allah, which is a reality. Any one of us put pen to paper and start enlisting the bounties of Allah, and we tell you that which you forget about is going to be taken away. So you see, wait, hold on. Is there anything else I can do instead of writing all the bounties down? I just want to thank Allah for everything. So, an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. Ya Allah, all those bounties, I can't count. Wa in ta'uddu ni'mata Allah la tuhsuha. Ya Allah, all of your bounties. But the lesson is, Ya Allah, you teach me how must I make shukr. You enable me the tawfiq, that ability to make shukr. And not only my bounties, Ya Allah, I'm worried also of my parents' favors. Don't snatch away anything from them. Wa ala walidayya. And on my parents, Ya Allah, what you give my parents also, I want to make shukr for them. Like how sometimes, you know, a person comes and he says, father is in hospital, papa, that bill is on me, don't worry, I'll pay for it. No, it's my responsibility, you did so much for me. No, papa, I'll pay for this. No, I want to do this for you all. You want to do something for the father, for the parents, to make them happy. Now this is one of the greatest things we can do to make them happy, because da'watul ghaib li ghaib, meaning the most quickest dua that can be accepted is dua in absenteeism, meaning that your father is not in front of you, your mother is not in front of you, and you make dua for them. Behind them, away from them, you make dua, that dua is readily accepted. Ya Allah, I want to make shukr for all of the bounties you bless them. And immediately after that, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Ya Allah, grant me also the ability, أَنْ أَعْمَلَ, amal, that I practice. صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Ya Allah, such good deeds, تَرْضَاهُ, that you will be pleased with, that pleases you. Ya Allah, you happy with those deeds. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Subhanallah. And that's on top. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In Masjid al-Salihin. وَأَدْخِلْنِي, O my Allah, include me. وَأَدْخِلْنِي, include me. بِرَحْمَتِكَ, and admit me through your mercy. فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, amongst your pious servants. Ya Allah, you include me amongst them. I just want to be in that fahris, in that list. You know, the pious people, when they're going to be called to Jannah, Ya Allah, put my name in that list. I may not be able to, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. Ya Allah, I love the pious, I'm falling short. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي صَلَاحًا. Ya Allah, just put my name in that list. When the list is called out, then at least I'm part of the team. I'll just get chucked in into the whole thing. So, أَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ. But the lesson for every one of us, we all want salah, we want taqwa, we want ilahiyat, we want Allah's pleasure. The lesson in this, Ya Allah, include me in your mercy, where? In your servants. The importance of suhbat-e salih, that we have the company of the pious. So important. From this ayah we learn that lesson, that we must try and always endeavor, look forward to the company of the pious, just being in the company. Subhanallah. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Nabi Sam told them that, they were in jubilation, they couldn't control the happiness. Why? Nabi Sam said, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be with those whom you love. They said, Alhamdulillah. Because we're trying to practice like Nabi Sam, we can't. We want to be good like him, we can't. At least we love him, we'll be with him. At least we love him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq. These are three du'as from the Quran Sharif. There's no real specific du'as in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on du'as for the parents. But the lesson, it's a simple thing. To make du'a for our parents, we can make any du'a. Example, رَبَّنَا عَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَّنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَّنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And we make intention, Ya Allah, include my parents into this. As I'm asking for myself, I'm also asking for my parents. And we make dua, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Whatever dua we're reading, just make intention that Allah includes our parents, they will also be included in the blessings of that dua, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.